Hi guys, Salam Nerds here, and we want to talk to you guys about the floods in Pakistan that have damaged almost a million homes and wiped out entire villages. The flooding in Pakistan is due to climate change. The melting glaciers and torrential rain have caused the death tolls to be in the thousands, with more than 33 million people displaced. One third of Pakistan is underwater. This is more than a national emergency, this is a humanitarian catastrophe. This is because the CO2 emissions produced by countries like the UK, the US, Russia, and France. Pakistan does not have the infrastructure to withstand this devastation. Even though Pakistan is one of the lowest producers of GHG at 1%, it is one of the top 5 worst affected by climate change. We here at Salam Nerds are sending direct links to you guys to Islamic Relief so you can donate. Please donate generously.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch the Geek. I'm here with my boy, Jazz. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, aka Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jeff, aka Vitamin J.
Vitamin J.
Vitamin J. Gotta get your daily dose.
Got my daily dose. Yeah, you're right.
What's going on, Jazz? How you been?
Yeah, it's been a long weekend. So, you know, I'm glad we're doing this episode on Sunday so I can unwind, relax before the week begins.
We have done like 3 episodes on Sunday in a row. This is like our weekly thing now. I kind of dig it. I kind of dig Sunday episodes.
I think we have to, man. Like, just so much keeps happening. I think we're still behind like 2 shows because so much content just like flooded in all at once.
I know. We still plan to do The Sandman. We still plan to do a Cobra Kai. We still plan to do a few other shows that we're kind of a little bit behind on. But hopefully we'll get all caught up. And, you know, also if there's some shows that you guys are watching and want us to cover them, let us know. We'll do it. Yeah. We'll do it live.
Not just nerd show, like reality TV stuff. I will not watch it, but Neebs will watch it. And then we can always review that.
That is true. There is a show called The Fabulous Lives of Bollywood Wives. And I don't know if people want me to cover that or not, but I might cover it if that's what you guys are into.
As South Asian creators, we kind of have to, don't we?
Yeah, there's also The Real Wives of Dubai. That's another one. If you guys want me to cover, I'll do it. And then there's one more that reality show. Love is Blind After the Altar. So Love is Blind has a recap.
That did come out 2 days ago. That's right.
Yeah. So
we need to watch that and get that going too. Yeah, we're behind, man. Shit.
I mean, listen, we're going to do whatever our audience wants us to do, man. If these are shows that you guys want us to cover, let us know. Get on the YouTube, get on the Twitter, get on the Instagram and let us know and we'll do it. We'll go where, like, if you build it, they will come. Like, if you
vote. Yeah, you're right.
All right. But today's episode is about the Rings of Fire. You excited, Jazz? You excited?
The Rings of Fire?
The Rings of Fire. What do you think? What do you think, man? You excited for today's episode?
Who sang that song? Like, that's going to bug me.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
Okay, yeah. But like when you said it, I was thinking like a more upbeat 80s version to it, not the original 60s version.
I don't know. Are you thinking goodness gracious, great balls of fire? That's like the
maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
You know what movie we didn't cover? We never covered Top Gun, which I really enjoyed. But like that kind of slipped our radar a little bit. No pun intended.
I think what happened was that came out right around my New York trip, right?
Yeah, and I was in Turkey and Dubai.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah,
it slipped through the cracks. But if you guys want us to, we'll do it. But it might be a little bit too late, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. For sure, it was a great movie, by the way. I completely agree with you.
It was. I love going down to the danger zone. But speaking of danger zone, there are some dangers in some of these zones in Middle Earth.
This whole episode, like, I know I was bitching that it was very slow and like kind of dragging on. It's picking up.
Yeah, I thought the show was picking up by episode 3. I really enjoyed episode 3. Episode 2, I was into the friendships that were forming. Episode 1 was a struggle, bro. It was a struggle, I'm not going to lie. It was hard to keep up. I was dying, man. I was dying, but it's picking up.
You definitely fell asleep. I remember that.
I definitely fell asleep, man. It was rough. It was rough. You also made like the atmosphere very like sleep, like made intensivized.
I was expected to be immersed in the world. I didn't know it was gonna be like slow and boring. Okay.
It was a little slow, but you know what? Sometimes it takes a while to build up to something, right? Like you can't just go, you know, Leroy Jenkins like House of the Dragon, where they just like jump. Throwing things at you like left and right. We got to ease Dragon into egg. It, man. Yeah. This show is easing us into it, man. And if you're there for the long ride, you're going to enjoy it. It is an immersive an experience, and I dig it. I dig it.
I dig it too.
Speaking of immersive experience, did we ever discuss the opening credits for this with the stand? I thought that was really, really cool. I don't think we discussed it last time.
I don't think we did, yeah.
It was a really cool little, like, it kind of had the Game of Thrones feel, but it kind of was its own thing with the sand. I was digging it.
Yeah, it's not CGI either. Like, they truly, like, pour, like, hot liquid, metal liquid, and they had, like, the camera panning that. Like, this is not CGI. This is, like, live action.
Yeah, it's cool. I dig it, man. I dig it. So, let's get into the episode, man. Let's do an overall reaction and then we'll recap it. So overall reaction for me, I really enjoyed it. I really digged it. The only thing that I was kind of missing was the Harfoots. I didn't see them in this episode, so I was kind of missing them. I like their cute little, you know, little accents and stuff. They're a little nice change of pace from the grim world that is out there. But I like some of the characters that we got to meet. A little bit more understanding of what's happening, a little bit more world building. I'm excited. What about you?
I thought getting away from Harfoots was a nice little change of pace. Not that I don't like the Harfoots. I think that you know, sometimes you only have an hour a week, right? And you want the story for certain characters to progress so much that you don't lose interest. And if you try to do all at once, maybe you don't do it right correctly. So, you know, every now and then, if one storyline isn't there, I think that's actually a good move on their part.
I agree. I feel like skipping a storyline and then like it kind of also gives you a chance to forget about it and then come back to it and you're like, oh, that's what's happening there. I forgot. I don't mind that. But I did look up a little bit more about what the Harfoots are. So basically they're like this nomadic tribe that's always like traveling. They don't talk to strangers and giants and stuff like that. But a group of them decide to settle and not move and live somewhere forever. And they become the Hobbits. And that's how they evolve. So I didn't know that. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I'm excited to see that. And we got to see a little bit of it last time, but you know, I'm excited for what's in store. But this episode's got a lot of stuff going on and it started off with
a queen. Wave, a tsunami,
oh,
quite literally.
Man, that is a nightmare. That is a nightmare. Poor Queen Regent. Regent, is that her name?
Regent.
Regent. Regent. Poor
Queen. Is that her name? No, Queen Regent is just a title.
Oh, is it? I think. Yeah, Queen Regent. The Queen.
Muriel. Yeah, that's a real name.
Muriel.
Our Muriel. Yeah.
So basically, she's been having these nightmares of her, you know, land being destroyed, but she doesn't know what's going to cause it, right? And because of that, she's like, I don't want any part of this war. I don't want any of this stuff going on. And then freaking Galadriel, yo, listen.
She's,
man,
like the worst politician ever.
I swear to God, man, she was pissing me off. And I get it. It's character development. You're gonna see her soften up and stuff like that. But I'm like, girl, you are the worst.
Right? Like, have you never dealt with someone like, you know, like in a different situation of power and you had to work with them? Like, she feels like CEO type, right? She tells people what to do and it gets done, but she's never had to deal with something like another CEO.
I don't know, man. To me, she sounded like a Karen. Like, she was hardcore going into Karen mode. I want to see your manager. She literally asked to see her manager.
She asked to see the manager. Oh my god.
I literally said that and the words just came out of my mouth.
That's
just...
Oh my god. That's so accurate.
She literally asked to see the manager. Like
Oh my god. And that works so well because he's the king.
And the queen was like, I am the manager. Yo, Gladriel, girl, what you doing, girl? Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. And then she snuck into the king's castle, trying to find the manager, trying to get through security. Like, what is this? The entitlement of this white lady.
This whole analogy, oh my god. The more you talk about it, the better it gets.
Right? Also, elves are also have like more privilege, so there's like so many layers to this analogy that I just accidentally stumbled upon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like to be an elf, you just have to have pure elf genes. So, like, it's like some white supremacy thing there. That makes perfect sense.
Man, elf supremacy. You know, there was a show about that. I think it was Will Smith. It was actually a Will Smith show where he was a cop and his cop buddy was an orc. And there were like elves and fairies and goblins, and they all had like a hierarchy. And elves had like the most privileged, men were next, and then orcs were like really at the bottom. Yeah. And it was really interesting. But, you know, Will Smith's not going to be doing that anytime soon. But it was a really cool idea. I really enjoyed seeing like orcs and like all elves and dwarfs in the real world in like a 2022 landscape. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, but you're right. That's definitely not going to happen after the Oscars.
No, damn you, Big Willy. All right.
Kid, one job.
But listen, Gladriel got her point across. She changes the mind of the Queen Regent.
Okay, no, she did not change the mind. A divine sign changed her mind.
Fair. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Galadriel was like on a ship being shipped off, right? And only then did divine intervention happen. The leaves from that tree start falling off, right? And then, you know, she and Ellen just look at each other like, oh, fuck.
They're like, oh, we fucked up.
Yeah. You saw the look in their eyes like, No. Wait a second. Bring her back right now.
That's true, man. That's true.
Even her, like, hand, Farazan, was like, he didn't try to, like, stop this. He was like, he was just there in the background. He was seeing his whole thing. He was like, shit. My
plan
for the kingdom must be put on hold. there might not be a kingdom if I move right now.
Exactly. And he's the guy that had that little speech, right? Where like everybody was trying to revolt. They were having like a MAGA rally outside they were legit having like a MAGA rally outside, and this guy comes in, he's like, no, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And like he's a very charismatic guy, man. People were digging him. So I could see
people were ready to follow him. Yeah. Like he's real talk, I really do think he's gonna try and take over Numenor, right?
Yeah.
Like he's straight up trying to do it. But even he's not stupid enough to realize, wait a second, let me not mess with the universe here.
Yeah. You could only take scheming so far, bro. You could only take it so far.
Right. Like, this is not the time for a civil war if we're all about to die.
Listen, man, you can only rule a land if there's a land to rule.
Exactly. So I think he's going to definitely delay his plan to try and take over. And then, you know, Galadriel, Ellen, what was the name? Shit. Elrond and all them. No, not Elrond.
Yeah. Who else? Harbrooks?
Oh, God, I'm drawing a blank.
All right. Let's go back to it. So let's go back to the other storyline that's happening. And that is my favorite storyline, because I want to get into it, is Elrond over trying to figure out what's Durin doing, where he at. He comes over to the house, and the missus is, you know.
Queen Disa or Princess Disa.
Yo, shout out to Princess Disa. You know what I found out? She's Iranian.
Really?
Yeah. She's African-Iranian, which is dope, man. Shout out to her.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, man. Salams to our queen in the.
We're trying to get her on, right?
Yeah. I love that. I was like, whoa! And like when she was singing, bro.
Yes.
I was like, yo, the mountains like were literally like, yeah. That singing is so good. We will.
We oblige. Here are your people back.
Yeah.
So, just keep singing, right?
Yeah, and I love like how she has this like manner, like, you know, Elrond knows she's lying. She's like, but she has like good ways to cover it up. She covers it up. She's got some good lying skills. I'm not mad at it. But I feel like they both knew each other.
They both for sure knew.
And then just took up the straight. But like, yo, Elrond being a little sneaky bitch, man. Like, yo, she doesn't want you to know, then just go. He's like hanging around, lip reading. I'd be so mad if someone was doing that.
Although I am kind of glad they showed that skill for the elves, that they have amazing eyesight. Like they can just hawk-like vision, see things from like 20 miles away.
Yeah. And that's what that MAGA guy was talking about, right? He was like, yo, the elves are going to think they're going to take our jobs. They're going to take our jobs.
They never tire. They never die. What are we humans going to do? Compete with that. It's like the robots are taking over. What are we going to do?
Oh my God, this is an allegory for automation? Is that what's happening here?
This is an allegory for automation. You heard it here first.
Oh man, that's so funny.
You think I'm wrong? Prove me wrong.
Have you ever seen that South Park episode where, like, they took her gerbs? I love that line, it's so funny.
Hell yeah, Rezzy.
Yo, Rezzy's here. What's going on, bro? Yo, shout out to everybody who showed up in the comments. He said, I'm here for the elves, brown elf nerd power. Let's go.
Rezzy gets it. Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Rezzy, we are now talking about how the elves are robots and they're automating society and taking away jobs from the good, hardworking man.
Yep. All right. So we talked about Disa. Also, Rezzy, if you just signed on, we were talking about how Disa is actually one of our people. She is a brown woman. She is African and Iranian. So shout out to her, man. Shout out to her. All right. So basically what happens is they are kind of just like both lying to each other. He figures out where he is. He goes around snooping in a land that doesn't belong to him, which is kind of a little privilegey to me, I'm saying.
Very sus.
Like he has full people don't notice a giant ass elf walking around in caves. Like, how did he get away with this? But you know, it worked out because Durin found him, and then they had this like exchange where Durin's like, you know what, man, I'm just gonna tell you, bro. Like, I love you, man. I can't be lying to my homies.
Yeah, I mean, he got busted. It wasn't like.
Yeah, that's true. They did find it, but he didn't know what he was looking at, so he didn't have to tell him the truth. But he did. He did.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, I mean, he did swear the oath though. And the thing about oaths in Tolkien's world,
yes,
if you swear an oath where they say, "Oh, this mountain will fuck you up for the rest of your life," they're not joking. Yes. If you break that oath, that mountain will literally fuck you up for the rest of your life. That's a thing in these stories. If you make an oath, you better keep it or you're done.
Yeah, oaths are a real thing. They're not just like perjury. We're just like lying in court. Like, things will happen to you. There are ramifications for taking an oath and breaking it. And that mountain
is and to the mountain. Like Rose says, one of the greatest lines of the episode.
I love where he goes, he goes like, a mountain never forgets, even past like the elf's lives. Like, it'll haunt you and your grandchildren forever.
Mm-hmm. It was Dwarven Rage. Beyond elven lives. Like,
that's why I think dwarves are like coded to be like Pathans, because we have a rage, man. We never forget.
Okay. I cannot deny that. Like, that sounds right.
Oh man, let's see, Rezzy's saying, he is saying hand to mountain, one of the greatest lines of the episode. Ooh, one of the greatest lines. You know what, all right, I would attest to that. Every week we do what's the best line, so hand to mountain, I like that one. There was another one that I liked. Hold on, there was one more that I liked. Let's vote on which one is better.
Do polls in here?
I don't know if we could do polls in here, but oh, here it is. Even the hottest coals will cool. I like that one too.
That was Queen or Princess Disa's line. Yeah, that was a really good line too.
Oh, so good, man. So good.
And sure enough, she was right, because in the very next scene, when Durin goes see his dad, Durin. I really do wish they picked a different name for the king, but whatever. When Durin goes to see Durin, you know, father son moment, they forgive each other. But then the coolest thing happened, where he was like, son, what do you think is really going on here?
Yeah,
he's like, there's definitely something here. all right, let's, you go to Linden, let's figure this out. Like, that was so cool how father and son came together, like, after fighting about almost killing four people.
Dude, it was a wholesome moment of, like, you know, like healthy masculinity between a father and son. Like, I really, really enjoyed that. I thought that was really, really cool to see. Probably one of my favorite parts in the entire episode. But did you notice how he was talking about how the knowledge and shame and everything from the past kings gets passed down to the next king, which is very Avatar, The Last Airbender, like.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's straight up Avatar stuff. Like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought about when you said that.
That's pretty cool. I like that stuff, man. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Shoot, I'm gonna look this up real quick. So talk a little, but okay. There was a line in this episode that the father said to the son, like where they make up, right? Like, he said this line to him, and it was just beautiful.
All right, while you look up that line, I do want to talk about Oates, because we talked a little bit about how Oates really have ramifications in this world, and they're pretty crazy, because, like, if you break it, there is some kind of punishment. And mm-hmm. we get to see Arendor with this guy named Adar, and he seems to be an elf, but is he an elf? What is going on with them, right? And that kind of got me thinking, like, is he someone who broke an oath? And because of that, he is destined to be what and who he is? I don't know. It's really, really interesting. And I think it's one of those things where, like, some of these people who are deformed or anything crazy happens to them, a lot of the times you can assume that it's because they broke an oath. And I think that might be it.
Yeah. I know some things that I don't want to spoil.
All right. So
say, though, is, yeah, you're pretty on the nose there.
I just want to say that I have not read Silmarillion.
Yeah.
All right. I have not read that. I have not read any of the letters. I don't know anything past the Lord of the Rings movies, which I probably have forgotten because I have not seen them in a long time. So if I say something, it's not a spoiler. It's just a theory. No way to know if it's true. That's, and Jazz,
some of the things that you're talking about do happen in the Fellowship of the Ring. And I'm just like, oh, okay, all right. But if you have forgotten it, then it really isn't a spoiler. Okay, that's interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I found the line, though, by the way, which is, like, right after the whole Avatar sequence.
Was, okay, good.
You need not wait for that day to hear my voice, right? And then he says this. Forever am I with you, my son. I thought that was the greatest line in the show. Like, I shed a tear with that.
Solid line. Mm-hmm. Probably the best moment in the entire show.
For so far, yes.
The dwarves are really doing it for me. Like, they're really doing it. Like, I just love, I think they're entertaining. I love their little culture. I love, like, how angry they get. And the storyline around them is really well thought out, in my opinion. And then we get to see what that stone was that they've been mining. And it turns out to be Mithril.
Which is not just any stone. Like, truly, Mithril's like, this thing corrupted the dwarves. This is like, you know, they traded 10 pieces of gold for one piece of Mithril. Like, this is legendary mineral here. Like, it's so rare in Middle Earth. And the dwarves found it here. I'm not going to spoil what happened to it, but, you know, like,
yeah.
This is, like, the beginning of something amazing.
So, it sounds like, you know, they hit the jackpot. They're kind of like, when the Arabs discover that they have oil everywhere, they're just like, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. A little bit of an allegory for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure now that you said that, you can imagine what happened.
I guess I could. But I did thought it was kind of true. So Mithril, from what I remember, is the chain that Frodo was wearing. Is that correct? Or was it the sword that was made out of that he was holding?
It was a sword.
Okay.
Let me see if the armor was that. He does have a shirt. Yep, that's Mithril armor. This
gym. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep, right, that's Mithril.
Cool. Memory served me right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. I don't know. Really enjoyed that. Thought that was really cool. All right.
And then we shift back to Numenor.
Numenor. What's going on in Numenor?
Well, this is when she was like, hey, let me go speak to the manager. And then threw her in jail.
Yep. They threw her in jail. And Holbrook doesn't really want to be a part of any of this stuff. Also, you know what else is going on in Numenor? Homie decides on a ship to, like, let go of this rope and gets him and all his buddies fired from the job.
Yep.
Isildur. Mm-hmm. Valendi and Otomo, I believe that's their names. Yeah, man, he ruined his friend's life, man. What the fuck?
We're gonna see why, but then it's funny that name he has there. Valendi, right? Like,
yeah,
that name belongs to somebody else, or maybe it's the same person, I don't know, right? But for him to be here, and for, I guess I'm reaching spoiler territory. I shouldn't talk about this. You know what? We'll come back to this at a different point in time. Right.
We'll come back to it. So that's going on over there. His friends are not super happy with him. But he wants to go out west. What does he want to do? Do we know that yet? Because he keeps hearing some voice. And is it his mother's voice he's hearing? Because the guy brings up his mother. So I don't know if that's what he's looking for or what's going on, but I don't know. Kind of ruined his friends' lives, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And his sister is kind of just like, you know, going on little dates here and there. She says, I can't just be caught, you know, going out with random dudes. And the guy was like, yeah, if I see one, I'll let you know, which I thought was a smooth line.
That's a great line, if you ask me.
I was like, okay. I see you.
I'm not some random guy. I'm here to marry you.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, shout out to him, man. Shout out to him. So let's
good effort,
do it.
My guy. Well done.
Now let's go back to the most annoying character in the show. We have not talked about him yet.
Do we have to?
Freaking Theo. I hate his stupid haircut.
I hate Theo. I hate his haircut. I hate the sequence we went through. Oh man, that when he was escaping the orcs, right?
Yeah.
I loved the way they did that sequence, right? Where it's like, oh, they're real close to him, but they don't notice him. But yeah. I also feel like they were just a hair too far away. I wish they brought that action even closer to give more of the anxiety feeling, yeah. Right? Like, oh my God, he's literally above him. He can possibly smell him, right? But they didn't ever get that close. They just let him, you know, run. And then, you know, as soon as he actually tries to get away, he gets caught. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, I really did enjoy the one shot where it's just like the camera just stays with him the whole time with no cuts. I thought that was really, really cool.
Exactly the scene I mean. I just wish they brought the orcs a bit closer.
But you know what else I thought was annoying? I feel like this kid just had like a crazy growth spurt or something because like things weren't matching up to his size. Like the wood that he was like behind was like way too small for him. Like I was like, why? Why can't they see him?
Just make believe, Neebs. Just make believe.
All right, fair. I'll let okay.
It's magic.
I know. But him like falling into the water, and I don't know. I feel like it could have been done a little better, but like I'm not going to complain.
I fully agree with that. Like him in the water, I'm like, even if you're looking in a well, you can kind of see things, right? Like,
yeah.
I didn't exactly buy that, but you know, whatever. That's them.
Yeah, but like, I was really annoyed that he just like, dude, did you have to go into that room? You could have just went. You were home free. Just go, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the homie just left him. Yo, he's just like, okay, yeah.
I do not blame him for that.
All right, fair.
All right, he got the grain. He saw it got darker. He was like, oh shit, we're about to die. Good luck, bro.
Hey, you're on your own, bro.
Chose to go that far in. You're on your own. Good luck.
And then we see him try to escape. He kind of escapes and then gets caught. And then he gets saved by the elf. He gets saved by Arendir. And he almost couldn't believe it. He's like, what's going on? And then him.
Didn't believe it. I was like, are you shitting me? This is where you come?
Yeah.
Like, what? I legit. This is kind of plot armor.
I thought homie was going to lose his arm at least. I thought he was going to pull up Luke Skywalker.
Right. Like, oh. That was straight up plot armor, and I was really disappointed with that, actually.
All right.
And I actually like that orc. Like, that was Jeb, what's-his-face's character. I was like, oh, that's a cool orc. And then he just dies within 5 minutes. I'm like, god damn it.
All right. But I did like the sequence where they get into the light, right? And the sun comes out, and they can't follow them anymore. And I thought that was really, really cool.
So I did like that, but I hated the sequence right before.
Yeah, fair.
Slow motion sequence. I know why they did it, right? Because Peter Jackson did it in the first trilogy to signify death, right? It was like some intense moment. Mm-hmm. Nobody died here. This was just them slowing it down to extend like the time they had for the show. Like, you can use that cinematic technique to really emphasize death, and that'd be really cool, right? But here it just felt like, oh, he did this movie. Let's do it here. Let's tie that. See, the nerds will figure that out. It's a tie back. And it's like, yes, we did figure it out, but you fucked it up.
Okay. Fair enough. Not mad at it, but I could see why that would not be ideal. Yeah. I get it. All right, cool. So he gets back to the tower, tells them what the message is that he has for them. The guy just lets him go. Homie just lets him go to give people a message. After Homie killed like half his homies, man.
Yeah, I'm really curious to know what Adar actually is, or
I like that character. I feel like he has a lot of backstory to him that we don't know yet, so I'm really excited to see what that is.
For sure, because, you know, is he an elf? Is he Sauron? Is he, well, everybody? Who knows?
Well, speaking of Sauron, we heard his name again. So Waldrig, I guess, is the guy who had the sword before Theo. He knew Theo took it, and he asked him for it. And then he just like pulled up his sleeve and be like, motherfucker, I know what you're doing. I have the same thing.
I have the same scar. I know. He was a barkeep. He was a shady little barkeep. So he knows.
He knows. Okay.
And he said, we have to be ready. What does that mean? Who knows?
Whose side is he on? What is he up to? What's going on?
No, he's straight up an agent of Sauron. He's not whose side is he on. He is on a side. And he's definitively on that side.
Then, like, why is he just telling Theo that? Like, Theo, wouldn't Theo go tell his mommy?
I don't think Theo can tell his mommy now because he also has the same scar.
Yeah, Theo's a little baby back bitch, man.
Yeah, Theo's a baby back bitch. That is, no true words have been said.
Oh man, so we'll see what happens. Who else are we missing? I feel like we've covered everything that happened on the show. Anything else we're missing?
The end scene.
Remind me again, what was the end scene?
The queen, where she was like,
oh, we going back there.
Yeah, because like I know we talked about in the beginning how they're like, oh, we fucked up. But what happened after was pretty cool.
Yeah,
like how everyone, like, she was like, nope, I'm going to go with her.
Yeah.
I'm going to personally take her back to the Southlands.
Yeah. And they had the little Hunger Game moment, like, who will volunteer? And everyone was like signing up to be tribute. Like, it was a vibe. It was a good moment. And then we see Isildur being like, yeah, I'm going too.
Yeah. I was a bitch before, but hold up. I realized something. I can't do this. I need to be there. Yeah, I need to be there for my country, my people. Let me sign up too. And then they do this like flashback to his dad. They're like, wait a second, what, my son too? And then everybody started raising their hand. I'm like, okay, that's cute.
Yeah. But hey, I'm confused. What for Isildur, is that where he wanted to go to begin with? Is he going just because he wanted to go to the Southland, or is he going because he actually wants to fight? What's going on there?
Well, if I remember the map correctly, Numenor is west of the Southlands, right?
Yeah.
So if he was looking west and keeps wanting to go further west, why would he go east?
That makes no sense. Okay, so he's given up that quest and he's going to do something worthwhile instead.
I don't know if he's given up, but he's definitely gonna come back.
Yeah.
That Reza, you're saying, don't mess with our queen, Nasneen. Yep.
Love our queen. Regal as fuck.
Goddamn right. So everyone signed up, and in 10 days, we were now going to go to the Southlands and defend.
Okay. I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see what's next. Oh, man. What?
Fuck, we forgot one more thing.
What did we forget?
The Palantir, the orb.
Oh, the orb, right? Yeah, she was like, I've touched
the side orb.
So they used it to see like the future, and she got to see what will happen. And I feel like that's what made both of them kind of come together and say, hey, we both might be on the same side here.
Yeah, that if you don't help me, this is the wave that's coming.
Yeah, but her idea was, hey, if I do help you, this is the wave that's coming. So it took her to see the white tree to realize that, you know, maybe it's the other way around.
Maybe it's the other way around, right. If it wasn't for that tree, true plot armor here, you know, she would just cast her away and that's that. The cool thing about this orb, this is saying, like, these are one of seven orbs, right? Mm-hmm. Gandalf had this orb.
Yes.
And he would use it to, like, look in the past, right? But we never had any confirmation it could see into the future. This gives confirmation that Gandalf could see into the future. And that's a big fucking deal, because that also pisses me off about a lot of things that happened in the original trilogy.
Whoa.
Oh, Rezzy used the name.
Saruman yes, also. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We will see, man. We will see.
But I guess now to think about it, wait a second. These messages and these prophecies don't always come to pass. So maybe, you know, they had a play that by ear just in case, see what actually would happen. Okay, never mind. I'm not mad anymore.
Yeah, yeah. She does say that. She says that some do not come to pass, is what she said.
Right. Okay, yeah. Okay, then it's fine. Okay, because I'm going to be real mad again. I'm gonna be like, fuck, you knew all this was going to happen and you couldn't, like...
Nah. Yeah. Oh, Rezzy's got a clear question. He says, what if each orb has a different power or ability? Ooh, interesting.
You could see a certain emotion with each one. Oh, that would be interesting.
Yo, what if they're like the Infinity Stones? Like they have like different like
powers. Yeah. One sees the past, one sees the present, one sees the future, one sees what could have been, one sees what you want it to be, one sees what is gonna be. Who knows?
Yeah. Earth, fire, wind, water, heart.
Cast and planet, what?
Oh man. Okay, cool, man. This is this was a good episode. I enjoyed it. I feel like the show's picking up. I feel like you just gotta stick with it, man. I know a lot of people are not digging it. A lot of people are weirded out about weird things. Some people are mad that like the dwarf women don't have beards. I don't know why that's a deal breaker for you. I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, oh my god. I just posted it on TikTok and I got tons of comments.
People are mad that Disa doesn't have a beard?
Tons of people. Tons.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I guess that's not like accurate by the books or whatever, but who the hell cares?
I don't know.
That's what you're mad about? Like, oh my god. I swear, people are finding ways to be mad now. Like,
It is weird. And then people are like, you know, like, okay, look. A lot of the writing, in my opinion, is really, really good. Beautiful writing, right? But not everything's going to be a home run, right? And then, like, sometimes even if something's not a home run, you never know. They could build on it, right? So one of the things that people don't like is, like, why do they keep saying the sea is always right? They hate that line. They say it's lazy writing. And I'm like, listen, bitches, don't act like you weren't all on the winter is coming banner. Like, that was a dumb line when you first heard it, too.
Very true. Or, you know, I was... talking to my friends about Yu-Gi-Oh the other day and how Heart of the Cards is the dumbest line ever, but they built the whole show around that concept. Like,
yeah,
people do that. Like, it's fantasy. Like, let it be.
Yeah. All right, man. That's all we got for today's episode, man. Jav, any closing thoughts?
Ah, man, I'm just excited for the rest now. That's all I gotta say.
I feel like they've got me. After the first episode, I was worried, man. I was like, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. I don't know if we're going to do a whole podcast on this. I don't know if it's worth it. I don't think anybody would tune in. But it's getting good, man. It's a struggle. Yeah. It was a struggle, but
we're halfway through season one, and it's getting real good now. So best time to jump in, yo.
Hold up. There's only 6 episodes in season one?
This episode 4. There's only 8 episodes in season one.
Oh, there's only 8 episodes. Okay. All right. Yeah. 8 episodes.
Which, I mean, it's reasonable.
8 episodes, you know. But, yo, they spent a lot of money on just 8 episodes. God damn.
Oh, no. I believe the billion's, like, for all 5 seasons.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. I was like, they spent over $100 million per episode.
I'm like, what's going on here?
No, it's not that intense.
I know Bezos got money, but I was like...
I mean, if they did spend $125 million per episode, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Ruzzy said one season.
One of the orbs sees my mother-in-law's hidden biryani recipe.
That's so funny. Yo, Ruzzy, get that recipe for us, man. Invite us over.
You're cooking.
I want to do a live episode from your house with biryani. That would be dope.
We're booking a trip to DC.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. But no, this is a good episode. Can't wait to see what comes up next.
Me neither, man. Let us know what you guys think. Email us at salamnerds. Email us at salamnerdspodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Any ideas, any theories. Tweet me at Watch With Neebs. You can, where at? Oh, Instagram, DM me. Feel free to DM me. All that stuff is on there. You want to be a guest on our podcast? You love Lord of the Rings. You love the Rings of Power. Come on. We actually having a hard time finding people who are really into the Rings of Power and want to come on. So, let us know. Let us know.
Yeah. And what was I going to say? TikTok, Twitter, everything. Yeah. And now I guess we should go watch Game of Thrones because it's about to drop, right?
Yeah, we're going to go watch Game of Thrones, and we'll see you guys next time. Also, don't forget to donate generously to the Pakistani Flood Relief. As always, you can find all the information in our bios.
Cool. Sounds good, man. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Ruzzy and I are in the comments. We're being stupid now. We're talking about Heather Badi Biryani.
Also, guys, I don't know if you know this, but if you watch our episode on YouTube, you can actually see the comments in the replay. It's actually really cool. I didn't know you can do that. The comments actually show up, so you can actually see people's comments and the conversations if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're watching this on Spotify, you cannot. I'm sorry. Spotify.
So, Heather Badi is like, they really don't like potatoes in the biryani. And so when he said Heather Badi Biryani, and I'm like, wait a second, does it have potatoes? And his response was, blasphemy. So,
listen, maybe his mother-in-law can make that meal that Disa was making. She was making some kind of meal that takes a while to make.
Yeah, that sounds like a Nahari, actually. You stew it for like days. Oh.
Was she making Nahari? Is that what it was?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yo, I'm telling you, they're Pathan, bro. The dwarves are Pathans. They live in the cave. They live in the mountains. That tracks.
It's 100% tracks.
They live in the mountains. They're angry. They never forget. Like, yo, straight up.
They're Pathan. Making Nahari. They're Pathan. Making Nahari.
They're Pathan coded. I swear to God.
There's your TikTok for the week.
There's my TikTok for the week. All right, guys. We're going to end on that note. And until next time, guys, see you next week. And until then, salam, nerds.
Peace.